The approaching elevator grunted and whined as it got closer. Trish glanced at her watch. Tackling 5 flights of steps was out of the question. Her strappy sandals were perfect with the mauve Jones New York suit from her friend Kelly's consignment shop, but comfort and balance were not among the shoe's attributes. True to its name, Lead Butt descended and hit bottom with a noticeable clunk. A frazzled young man, complete with a wrinkled white shirt and lopsided tie, waited in glum silence to her left. Trish gave him a critical once-over.
Not stalker material.
And you would know this how? Trish glanced at him again. When the doors opened, he pushed a handcart filled haphazardly with boxes into the left half of the elevator. As she stepped in, the delivery guy hit the 10th floor button. Then he squeezed between the cart and the left side elevator wall. She punched the 5th floor button and moved over to the right rear corner. The young guy muttered to himself and tried to tidy up his half-ass stacked boxes. He appeared harmless, but then so had Colbert, the computer geek who had cozied up to Trish during a holiday party at Zane's office. That scumbag had turned out to be a mole in the DEA task force. News Trish had gotten in an email this morning from her sister-in-law. The elevator doors almost touched in the middle when a large, suntanned hand shoved between the moving sections, forcing them to bang back and forth twice. The steel panels groaned open. One succulent male specimen breezed inside, glanced at the 2 floors already selected, and moved over to the wall on Trish's left. So close she could smell his fresh shower. Sleek grooming, sun-tinted blonde hair, and a strong chin. He got her vote for the next Sexiest Man of the Year magazine award. Plenty of muscle under that button-down shirt with the sleeves rolled up casually at the cuffs. Sunshine yellow suited him. She'd seen loads of men in South Florida who fit the criteria for gorgeous, but this one took super stud to the limit. And why was she ogling him when she'd sworn off men? I haven't sworn off looking. No vapid eyes of a model on that one. Keen, ocean blue eyes swept over to her, taking in her suit. He seemed surprised by her clothes. If they'd known each other in the past, that would make sense, because business suits were a far cry from what she'd worn in her bohemian days of sandals and ankle-length cotton dresses. But they'd never met. She'd remember someone tall, tan, and gorgeous, who oozed testosterone. Dangerous loads of it. Her heart rate picked up, and she couldn't tell if it was a reaction to being trapped in this box with 2 men, or standing so close to one with serious bedroom eyes. She licked her lips, and his gaze flicked to her mouth. Stupid move. She clamped her lips together and considered her escape route. The doors clanged shut. The elevator began a slow ascent, grinding and squeaking in protest. Just past the 2nd floor, the infernal car screeched and jerked to a halt, hard enough to bounce her back against the wall. The wobbling stack of boxes shifted toward Trish. Everything happened so quickly she barely had time to cringe, expecting to be pummeled. A masculine forearm shot across her vision to her right side. His hand slapped against the wall behind her, and his body leaned in close, forming a human barrier against the tumbling cardboard mountain. The young guy shouted, "Shit!" When Trish realized she wouldn't get pounded, she expelled a sigh of relief on a burst of air. Then she lifted her gaze to find Super Stud's face barely inches from hers. His voice came out low and sexy as he looked deep into her eyes. "Are you okay?"